You know, we anticipate that, but I thought we should definitely be outside today, and it was a good day for that compared to what we worked in last week. It was a balmy day. I'd be optimistic. Yes, I'd be much more optimistic next week that that could happen. He got more work today, and we'll see how he is at the first of the week. But it raises our optimism certainly.
But he's not going to go Sunday.
No. He's been ruled out for Sunday. They are, and I'll take you through it. Number one, offensively, they've done exceptionally well the last few weeks. Jason's thrown for about 350 yards the last few weeks. They've rushed for nearly 100 yards in each game. They've made big plays defensively. As you well know, they're one of the top 10 teams in the league defensively, number five against the run. They're thick up front. They're good tacklers. They play well in the perimeter, so they're doing a lot of things well right now on both sides of the ball. And as Chud, said earlier in the week, they feel like they can play with anybody, and that's certainly the case when you look at the tape. He covers well in man-to-man coverage. He takes chances, but oftentimes those chances are very successful. So he matches up. He's a physical guy at the line of scrimmage. He's not afraid to get his hands on you, and he can make plays certainly. So he's one of their difference makers, and we're well aware of that. Well, I think he's improved, and he's understanding the position more. He's been in more situations to allow himself to develop and use his hands and his body, and his release is better as he's moved along. He's done Mike Rowe's done a great job with him in helping him prepare and get to know the personnel that we're playing against, so he can have a good plan against the guys that he's facing, and that's all part of experience and going through the process.
I think he's grown every time he
he's been mature since the first day I met him, and certainly since the first day we saw him on the practice field. Nothing much has changed on the practice field. His intensity, his work ethic. He's as hard a working player as we have on our team, and that's translated into some good football for him individually. Well, we don't have any control over Cleveland, and we don't know what their mindset is. We do know that we've watched them play the last couple weeks, and they're playing better. They're an ascending football team that's playing with more confidence on both sides of the ball. So that's what we see. We don't see records, or we don't see what their intent is. We know that they're guys just like us and coaches just like us, and on Sunday they'll be out there ready to compete, and we wouldn't expect anything different. Well, they've been better the last couple weeks. They rushed for over 100 yards last week, to my recollection, and almost 100 yards the week before. So they are getting some balance in their running game. So whether their running back starts or not, they've got a good back behind him. I can't pronounce his last name, but I saw him run, and he can. That's no disrespect. I just don't want to disrespect his name. But he's run at the fullback position. He's run at the tailback position. He's a shifty guy who also can catch the football as well. So he's a well-rounded back. Well, I think that your perimeter runs certainly are impacted more, in the running game. But our guys, they take a lot of pride in it. They understand that Matt Forte is blocking and protecting for them when they're running routes at times, and it's a connected issue that the other 10 guys count, whoever has the football, and that's a way of them showing that they've bought into the fact that people are doing things for them to get open when we have to throw the football. They're gonna counter that with effective play in the perimeter when they're involved in the running game. No, I really haven't. I've just I'm steadfast to what the plan was going forward, and that's the decision that we've made. I've seen quarterbacks come off of layoffs and do very well, and I anticipate Jay will.
Quarterback.
Well, I learned a lot from him. Number one, I had him in college, so that was the second time I was with him, and he was starting to evolve in 85, 86, and 87. He took the team to the playoffs all 3 years. He had probably the lowest interception ratio. He did as good a job as protecting the football as anybody in the league at that time, and because he did, he went to the playoffs each and every year for 5 years, to my recollection. So he had great leadership skills, tremendous leadership skills, and courage as a player, because he wasn't a gifted athlete. And his intelligence level certainly was very, very high. So, I was able to learn a lot of football from him, from his perspective. And we knew a lot about each other, obviously, in college. So, you know, we were already very close, at, you know, once I got there. But he had picked up a lot over the 3 years he was in the league, and he taught me a lot about the NFL game.
Do you have lasting memories of those two seasons at all?
Yeah, I absolutely do. They were, you know, the first year I was there with Marty, and we went through four quarterbacks and got an opportunity to go to the playoffs. So Marty did a tremendous job of coaching, you know, the football team through four different quarterback changes. Bernie got hurt, Gary Danielson got hurt, Mike Pagel got hurt, and we brought in Don Strock, and he was able to win a game and at least get us into the first round of the playoffs, which was a great coaching job by Marty Schottenheimer. And then the second year, you know, we dealt with a lot of it. New coaches dealt with a lot of adversity through the year, but we were able to continue to fight through it and get to the AFC Championship game. And it was a great group of guys, and I really enjoyed Cleveland. I enjoyed working there and coaching there, and it was a great experience.